All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine New Moon Magic Call, which I really, really, really love this. This is a whole new thing I added on to into my business this year because I do intention setting every year. Like I do it consistently. I do it at the, you know, at the beginning of the year, and then I do it again on my birthday, which is like, you know, 6 weeks later. But what I notice when I go back and look at the intentions that I set, so many of them come through. They come into being. And I've been doing this for years, absolutely, and it's very effective. So I thought this year, you know, like new moon is the intention setting time. Why not offer this on a regular basis so that we can all do this together? Now, I started doing that because of this call, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's new moon. I need to set my intentions for the new month. And then I go back and I look at what were my intentions the month before, and I check besides the one that has come into being, you know, gotten manifested. And then there are those that, you know, like, nah, nothing happened with it. Or something moved forward, but it didn't fully, you know, complete. And this year I've begun to realize the power of taking it down a month, you know, like a month at a time. And I bet you if you were to do this a week at a time or even a day at a time, it would be very powerful. So when you take the time to set your intentions for the month, what's coming up? Like, what do you want to see happen? Because we can all look at what's happening and not want it, right? Like, there's all kinds of things. Like, all you have to do is look, you know, watch the news, right? And you'll get right into what you don't want. And this gives you a chance to get into what you do want. It gives you a chance to get into the space and the energy and the consciousness of what you want. If you don't know what you want, if you don't ask for what you want, whether it's of yourself or someone else or of the divine, of the universe, how are you going to get it? Sometimes we have such a problem asking for what we want because we feel like we don't deserve it, or we feel like we can't have it, or we feel like it's too much or it's too big. What I love about this divine new moon magic is that it gives us a chance to break things down into a monthly bite-sizable, you know, big bite, okay? I get it. But compared to a year, like, so much happens each month, and it gives you the chance to get clear about these steps that you want to take. And let's do some tapping. All right, so if you are new to tapping, which hopefully you're not, all of you are hopefully, you know, familiar with me, familiar with tapping, you can go to divinetappingpoints.com, D-I-V-I-N-E. Tapping, T-A-P-P-I-N-G, points, P-O-I-N-T-S.com. Okay, let's call in our guides and call in our angels. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to clear out things that are in the way, things that get in the way of us having a life that is unrecognizable and a life that is beautiful, connected, powerful, abundant, loving, and peaceful. Thank you for helping us get clear of what we are doing to create what we don't want so that we can create what we do want. We are grateful. We say thank you, and so it is. Everybody get present. Everybody get grounded. All right. So even though I have this relationship with my story that feels so, so true, feels so real. It feels so solid. And I don't know that I want to change it. Or I want it, I want the result, but, you know, I kind of like my story. Because maybe it's funny, or maybe it makes me feel like I have more power if it gives me anger. Maybe it gives me something that I don't even know what I get. And so I have this story, and it allows me to feel a certain way. Allows me to be a certain way or do or not do certain things. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I accept my feelings. I accept my story. I accept my relationship with my story. It's okay that I have the story. It's okay that this is where I'm at this moment. It's okay that I feel this way. It's okay that I use this story because it helps me in some way. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. All right, start tapping at the top of your head. I have this story between the eyes, this story that keeps me going in some ways, the side of the eyes. It keeps me going and keeps this experience in place for me under the eyes. And it's powerful. Under the nose, I believe it. The chin, I really believe it. My collarbone. Because if someone told me, no, you're wrong, under the arm, I'd say, no, you're wrong. Don't tell me what my reality is. The wrist. My reality is this. From the top of the head. My reality is this. It is this story between the eyes. And this story, side of the eyes, keeps things in place the way they are. Under the eyes. So while I may not want this story to be true, under the nose, it sure as heck feels true. The chin. I've experienced it to be true. The collarbone. And in this moment, I'm willing to maybe do a little bit of movement towards letting the power of my story go under the arm, because I recognize that the power of my story is keeping things in place, the wrist, and maybe I really don't want those things to stay in place, top of the head. Instead, I'm open to allowing it to be different between the eyes. I'm open to figuring this out a little bit differently, to experiencing it a little bit differently, side of the eyes. I'm open to seeing what else is possible under the eyes, because I am clear that there are things that I want under the nose. I'm clear that I want my intention to come into being, the chin, but I'm also clear that the story feels so true. Collarbone. It feels so true. Under the arm. And while it feels true, I'm willing to give it a little less juice. The wrist. I'm willing to give it a little less power. Okay, I'm not going to lead you now through the points. Whatever your body tells you it needs, trust it. All right, back to the top of the head, and off we go. So I'm willing to consider the possibility that my story is keeping things in place, that my story is keeping the energy of what I don't want in place. I'm considering the possibility, or I'm open to considering the possibility, that I have the power here, that I am not a victim of what I feel like I'm a victim of, but instead I am co-creating with the divine that which I don't want. And I'm willing to consider a different possibility. I'm willing to look at it differently. I'm willing to experience it differently. I'm willing to do it differently. I'm willing to notice the places in my life where I am proclaiming my story to be true. I'm willing to notice the places in my life where I don't trust the process, where I don't trust what's happening because I get scared and think, oh, it can't happen like that. Oh, look, it must not be right, because otherwise this wouldn't happen. I'm willing to consider the possibility that, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. That maybe what is happening is exactly what needs to happen in order for things to change. I am willing to consider that possibility. I'm willing to consider that I am co-creator with the divine, that it is up to me to change my story, that it is up to me to change my relationship with things that are happening that help me move into alignment with my vision. That it doesn't have to be hard, that it can be easy, that I can trust the process, that I can trust what I'm doing, that I can trust what is happening, that it doesn't have to be difficult, but it can be smooth as possible, that I can become aware of my story, that I can become aware of how often I tell it and the juice I get from telling it. I can become aware of all of this. I can become aware of how powerful I truly am, how connected I truly am to the divine, how connected I truly am to the world around me, how connected I truly am to my own higher self. I am willing to see this. I'm willing to own this. I'm willing to acknowledge it. I'm willing to say thank you for it. I am willing. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, everybody, nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. All right, Divine Ones, thank you so much for joining me here live on the call. Thank you for listening to this recording later. I hope you have an amazing new moon experience, an amazing new month. Please make sure you take the time to write down those intentions that you have. All right, Divine Ones, have a beautiful week, a beautiful month. We'll see you on the call next month. Go get your divine on. Bye, everybody.